Join me on May 13th to the 21st on our Paraguay Investors Tour. Earlier this year, I unveiled an exciting real estate project in Paraguay that sold out in one day. Now, you can come down to Paraguay side by side with me to learn about what everyone was so excited about and even see new exciting projects you can participate in. We will also examine residency, banking, safety, and many other important aspects of a proper Plan B. Join us for this luxury tour to Paraguay on May 13th to the 21st, and tickets include all food, alcohol, transport, activities, hotel stay, and domestic flights. For more information, please email Susan James from my team at trips@expatmoney.com or visit our tours page at expatmoney.com. Email trips@expatmoney.com for more information. All Expat Money subscribers are welcome to join me for this trip. Seats are filling up fast. Email trips@expatmoney.com.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup, and this is the Expat Money Show. Today, we are going to be carrying on with our case studies that we have been doing all week on our bonus episodes. You know, this is a lot of fun. I think this is a really cool thing to be able to change up the format of the podcast and kind of play around with it and try new ideas. Now, this is not to say that we will be doing this forever. We certainly will not. Next week, we will go back to the regular scheduled program. But I thought these bonus episodes, shorter episodes, you know, might just be fun for a little bit to put out. And I thought it would be really good for you guys to see what it's like for others who are going through this process, who are moving overseas, who are going offshore, who are investing in new countries and real estate and foreign real estate in different locations. I thought this was so neat. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. If you do, make sure you go to Expat Money Forum and drop some comments in there. Let me know what you think. Was it good? Did you enjoy it? Did you like a different format? Was it interesting to hear from a normal, regular, everyday person opposed to a professional speaker or a published author? You know, sometimes a lot of my guests can be very polished, which is not a bad thing, actually. It's a great thing. It really is amazing. But it's also good to just hear from everyday folks on what their life is like. So today's interview is going to be held by Susan James from my team. You guys probably know her from the forum as well. And my private client, Mike. Now, this is a really great conversation. And I love Mike. He's become a really good friend of mine since we started working together. And it's been so amazing to watch the progress that he's made through this and the things that he's been able to accomplish. So anyways, I'm going to let Susan hold the interview. And that's it. Let's do it. Let's jump in.
Okay, so let's start with your name and where you're from.
My name is Mike.
My name is Ivy.
And we are here in Austin, Texas.
Fantastic. So I want to hear how your story is, how you met Mikkel. So let's start there. How did you find Mikkel? What were you doing? And how did you feel at that moment that you found somebody that you thought you could trust?
Yeah, so at that point in our lives, we already had this idea of having multiple flags planted around the world. And through that process of finding and learning about this area, we found Mikkel through one of his podcasts, if I remember correctly. And I just remember that a lot of the details that he gave in that podcast had to be from someone that is doing it, and not just at a theoretical knowledge, looking at the legislation and everything in a different country, but physically going there and hitting all the speed bumps along the way. So I thought, hey, this is someone that is doing it himself. And so we can probably, at the very minimum, follow his shoes, but tailor it to what we think we need in our lives. And then I shared that story with Ivy, and she seems convinced.
Yeah, because that's one of the other questions is, were you both on the same page at the same time? Or because sometimes we have people that one goes down the rabbit hole and the other one's like, no, no, I'm not going there. But you two were in agreeance?
Yeah, I think so. I managed to convince her. But what were you thinking when I first asked or told you about what I'm thinking? about having multiple passports, mm-hmm. residencies, and relocating abroad potentially.
I think that's exciting. I like the idea. I think I had the idea in my mind already, but I just didn't know how to do it. And when he brought up this whole idea and showed me some of the podcasts that Mikhail has, I think it just opens up the door or window.
That's cool. So what was the first thing you did then? You reached out to Mikhail, and how did that happen?
Well, I reached out to Mikhail actually not originally as looking to get help with the relocation aspect of it, but I saw that he had a investment group that he was building at the time. And so through that, we both carried out our investment at this one of the funds. And then afterwards, as things started heating up in the Ukraine and all the various situations happening, so I thought, you know, hey, we should speed up the timeline, because now we're at this, you know, tail risk section in the world where it's very non-linear. Things can happen and there's always these black swans. And so I want to be starting that process early. And that's when I reached out to Mikhail. And initially, when I saw that what his private client entailed, it was very detailed in the sense that he'll list out exactly what he's going to provide and do. And it's a lot more comprehensive than what I've seen at other places. Obviously, I've done research to other providers in this category, but Mikhail, his service is very personalized. And it feels much more so like a friend that's helping you out rather than a service client relationship. So that's why we ended up going with Mikhail. And then, you know, throughout the months that we've been working with him, he's always available when I ask just random questions here and there, or when we set up Zoom calls and we have a focused half an hour to an hour of a specific question that needs elaboration.
Cool. Ivy, anything?
No, I think Mike was the one primarily leading this exploration, but I want to mention, and I think one thing that also caught up eyes is that Mikhail is also a family person, and a lot of things that he does with the family can really be applicable to us compared to some other, we have also seen other podcasts and videos, and most of the time it's a single person or like couple doing things all over the place, and that's kind of hard to follow for people with kids. So yeah, that's another.
I think people are drawn to that aspect. If you're a family man, you're drawn to him. If you're a single, wild, crazy guy, maybe Mikhail's not the guy for you, but those are the people he wants to attract, are good, solid families that you guys can work together. I think that's great. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about how you came to Mikhail. So your first conversation with him. So you've now engaged his services and you're sitting down for that first 90-minute call. Were you prepared? Like, did you have everything set out, or did you just kind of let him take you on the journey?
A bit of both, which I found was a really good balance. You know, before that, he asked us to fill out a questionnaire, and Ivy and I, we discussed this as well, to try and look at our lives to see what we actually want to get out of this plan, because it's a custom plan tailored for us. So that requires us to answer questions to ourselves. Okay, what kind of lifestyle do we need? What kind of upbringing do we want our son to have? Which places we might enjoy given our lifestyle? And then Mikhail had his set of questions as well, which then we worked together to try and flesh out.
Cool. So you've had your conversation, you've fleshed out some ideas. So then what happened? What was the next step for you guys? Where did you end up, sort of?
Well, right after that, we were in Turkey. Pretty much, great. A month after.
Ah, that's great. So you did some real estate in Turkey.
We did.
That's awesome.
That process opened up our eyes. Honestly, before going, we didn't expect ourselves to like Turkey that much, but we were blown away by how fitting it is for us. And so prior to going, we did not think Turkey would be one of our maybe three locations in the year, but now we do think that.
That's great. So then let's talk about the service providers that Mikhail set you up with: lawyers, accountants, realtors. How did you find them? Were they easy to work with? Did they understand what you needed? Was there anything that you didn't get from them?
Our experience, this is only speaking for Turkey because that's the one that we've currently executed on. We have another trip coming up, obviously. So our experience working in Turkey was pretty phenomenal as well. The agent that he referred to, also Canadian, so that helped a lot. You know, there's certain assumptions that we can make during the communication process that you may not get working with other nationalities. And on the ground, the group that we met shares a lot of our values as well. So I add, whoever is going through this process, I think they're going to find people that share a lot of their values and beliefs and probably will make a friend or two.
Right. And that's already, that happens all the time. It's great. Okay. So let's talk about anything in the, for the future. So you've got Turkey. Have you got more steps to make for those flags, or are you going to put things on hold for a bit? I know we have a trip coming, so you're just going to stay on this journey.
We are well on our journey for the Turkish side of things, and Uruguay, when we, well, it'll be me at that time. Ivy's has to stay back with my son. But during that process, it'll be looking at a potential residency option, perhaps. And we're also doing Brazil as one of our other flags that we are planting.
Awesome.
Yep. Similar strategy to Mikel. Yep.
Oh, great.
That part, we don't have control over the timing. So it'll happen when it happens.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, I was there. I took the 6-year-old, 5-year-old at the time, there last year. So we were there for 5 weeks. So I loved Brazil. Loved it. Loved it. Okay, great. So it's nice. I've had a chance to talk to three people, and everybody's journey is so different and everybody's in a different spot. So it's great. So if you had to tell people about Mikel, him personally, so this is more like a testimonial, but it's a verbal. So is he integral? Is he who he says he is? Is he a caring person, or is he, in your words, what would be some of the words that you would use for him?
I'd say whoever's potentially thinking about working with Kel, it's about gaining a friend in who's knowledgeable around the world on what you want to do with your kind of offshoring strategy. And so if you're wanting someone that is available and you can shoot him a message whenever you have a question come to your mind, I'd say he's the guy to go to when you want someone that you can talk to anytime. And of course, you can schedule calls with him and all the formal meetings, but it's like gaining a friend in the industry.
That's great. So would you refer him to other people?
Of course, of course. Especially if they are family oriented as well. You know, when they just logistically, they have to worry about, you know, kids, education, traveling to various places, safety, etc.
So is there anything as we wrap up that you want to tell me that we haven't touched on yet? Something that's in your head, you go, I would like to add this in.
I think we touched on most of it. And I can probably just emphasize that Mikel really takes the time to think through your scenario of where you are and what you need. And then he'll kind of create ideas and plans for you, but he won't prescribe 100% that this is exactly what you need. So it's up to the customer or friend as well to see if they will like it. For example, the turkey, right? He didn't say that this is exactly what you need. I want you to do this. But it's more so like, this is an option. Talk about it between yourselves and see if it's the right fit.
Great. Great.
Not cookie cutter.
Yeah, I think that's important. I know there's other people out there. That's what they do. You know, they write it up, charge you a fee, and they just put your name in it. Right. So yeah, that's great. Well, you know, here at Expat Money, we're about community and about family. So welcome to the family. It's great. It's great. I love to bring new people in. So, but we will get to see you, Mike, anyways, on the 30th, I guess, of September, or the 1st of September. When are you flying in?
We'll actually be there a bit early.
We're both going to be in Panama for a few days before they set off to Uruguay.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, then we'll get to see you then. Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Okay. I am sure that you have heard me talk about it. We were able to acquire expatmoney.com, our new website. We started completely from scratch. Yes, we still have the expatmoneyshow.com website, but it's really being used just for the podcast itself. But obviously, this is much bigger than just a podcast. A podcast is great, and I love this podcast, and I love everybody who's listening to this. But that is only one small piece of the puzzle. If you go to expatmoney.com, our brand new website, you will see a new blog, new webinars, tons of different resources to help you, as well as a shop and a place that you guys can get special consulting services if you want to work with me, if you need a helping hand on this. So go to expatmoney.com, expatmoney.com. Check out the new website, bookmark the website, subscribe to everything there, and it's going to be amazing. I'm super pumped about it, and I hope you are too.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000 or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.